Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is a brand new day and I'm excited because today is the first day in the month of November 2025. The Lord has indeed been good and kind to us, and we are here with our hearts of gratitude to come and say thank you, Jesus, because only the Lord could have done this for us. His mercy and grace has been the hallmark of everything in this year, and that's why we want to say thank you, Lord. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, Godly Counsel. Godly counsel. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 8, I Need Thee Every Hour. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from John, from chapter 1 to chapter 2. Our memory verse is taken from Proverbs chapter 19 verse 20, which says, hear counsel and receive instructions, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. Our Bible reading is taken from Exodus chapter 18 from verse 13 to 26. Exodus chapter 18 from verse 13 to 26. From verse 13 it reads, the next day Moses took a seat to serve as judge for the people, and he stood around him from morning till evening. When his father-in-law saw all that Moses was doing for the people, he said, what is this you are doing for the people? Why do you alone sit as judge, while all those people stand around you from morning till evening? Moses answered him, because the people come to me to seek God's will. Whenever they have a dispute, it is brought to me, and I decide whether the parties and decide between the parties and inform them of God's decrees and instructions. Moses' father-in-law replied, What you are doing is good. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Listen now to me, and I will give you some advice, and may God be with you. You must be the people's representative before God and bring their dispute to him. Teach them his decrees and instructions, and show them the way they are to live and how they are to behave. But select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Have them serve as judges for the people at all times, but have them bring every difficult case to you. The simple cases they can decide themselves. That will make your load lighter, because they will share it with you. If you do this and God so commands, you'll be able to stand the strain, and all these people will go home satisfied. Moses listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said. He chose capable men from all Israel and made them leaders of the people, officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, tens. They served as judges for the people at all times. The difficult cases they brought to Moses, but the simple ones they decided themselves. Our manual today reads, in 2 Kings chapter 5 from verse 1 to 14, Naaman, a commander in the Syrian army, came to Elisha because he needed healing from leprosy. The prophet instructed him to do something he felt was below his status. It was to dip himself 7 times in River Jordan, a river he considered to be way below other prestigious rivers in his home country. Angrily, Naaman rejected Elisha's instruction and was already on his way back to Syria when one of his servants counseled him to obey the prophet's instructions. Then God needed his servant's counsel and did as Elisha had instructed. He was cured of his leprosy immediately, and his skin became like that of a newborn. If he had rejected his servant's simple advice, he would have had to live the rest of his life as a leper. The greatest miracle of your life might be tied to hearing and obeying godly counsel. It is important to never ignore godly counsel, no matter the age or status of the person or people giving the counsel. Proverbs 11 verse 14 says, "Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety." In today's Bible reading, Jethro traveled to the wilderness to visit Moses, his son-in-law. During his visit, he observed how Moses attended to every single issue that arose in the camp of the Israelites all by himself from morning to night, such that at the end of the day, he was always exhausted. After making this observation, Jethro counseled Moses on what to do. He told him to choose the rulers of different ranks from among the people who could also judge matters that rose within the camp. Although Jethro didn't have the burning bush experience that Moses had, Moses listened to him and received God's counsel through him. James 4 verse 6 says, "But he giveth more grace, wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud and giveth grace unto the humble." Humility or meekness is an ingredient for receiving God's grace. You need a meek heart to properly discern what God is speaking through someone and receive what he has to say to you through them. Moses was known as the meekest man on earth, like we see in Numbers chapter 12 verse 3, and his meekness was what made him able to receive counsel from people who seemed not to have attained his spiritual height and influence. No matter how high you get, God wants you to remain meek. Ask God for a meek heart to receive his counsel through whatever vessel or method he chooses to use. Today's Open Heaven comes to the prayer point that says, "Father, please give me a meek heart so that I can receive your counsel through whatever vessel or method you choose to use to speak, in Jesus' name. Father, please give me a meek heart so that I can receive your counsel through whatever vessel or method you choose to speak, in Jesus' name. Amen." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word, in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website in www.praisepalashready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link you pop up on the search engine, copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 AM GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalashready.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed and have a beautiful day. Bye bye.